DeSantis made headlines in October for proposing an increase to minimum teacher salaries, bringing them to $47,500, a request that would account for $600 million in the education budget.
There were some questions about this when we first rolled it out, because some people said, oh, is that the starting salary for new teachers, meaning you could have someone hired next school year that would be at $47,500, you'd have these other teachers still at $40,000. No, that's not the way it works. Everybody in Florida will be at a minimum of $47,500. And so that represents 101,000 current teachers that will see a raise.
The governor has since fleshed out his entire budget request, which includes another $300 million to revamp the Best and Brightest Teacher Bonus Program, which will include incentives for principals.
So we're getting rid of the Best and Brightest, which, you know, had gone through these iterations and I think was well-intentioned, but I don't know that that really ever hit the mark. So the $300 million is going to provide up to $7,500 in teacher bonuses and up to, I think, $10,000 in principal bonuses. But we're really trying to help and reward teachers in Title I schools.
DeSantis says the majority of schools in the state are designated Title I, meaning most students that attend are from low-income families. The previous versions of Best and Brightest had been a lightning rod for criticism, with some claiming the money could be better spent to raise salaries across the board rather than incentive-based, non-recurring bonuses. Overall, the governor proposes putting $22.9 billion into K-12 public schools' main funding mechanism, the Florida Education Finance Program, or FEFP. That represents a $50 per student bump to base student allocation, which is flexible funding to individual schools based on enrollment. The previous budget saw a $75 per student increase to the BSA. Fedrick Ingram, who heads statewide teachers union, the Florida Education Association, is critical of several aspects of DeSantis's plan, particularly revamping Best and Brightest bonuses.
Bonus programs are a flawed way to pay teachers on the cheap. And Florida has done that far too long. That we can date about 20 years ago. They started with these performance pay slash bonus schemes.
Ingram says instead the focus should be on bolstering teacher salaries across the board.
We should be talking about teachers and educational support professional compensation and salaries moving forward, and how that best helps us to deal with the teacher shortage that we have.
When it comes to DeSantis's proposed boost to minimum teacher salaries, Ingram is skeptical. The governor estimates raising salaries will impact 101,000 teachers, but Ingram is concerned about the other roughly 80,000 teachers in the state.
Any new money that we can actually identify as new money is a help to the system. But to put it in a framework that is divisive among teachers is not what we should be doing. When I say divisive, you're talking about targeting one group of teachers versus another.
Ingram and FEA staff recently wrapped up a 5-week bus tour that stopped through 30 counties and made 60 stops.
We talked to not only our members, teachers, educational support professionals, but we also talked to stakeholders, parents and grandparents. We talked to civic and social organizations.
He says the tour left him with two takeaways.
Two thoughts. One is I'm ever hopeful because people care about our schools. They care about their neighborhood school. They care about the school across the street from them.
Ingram says that means local communities are doing the right things for local schools. But his second takeaway from the tour is the reason Ingram says he sees an angst in educational professionals and stakeholders.
What people are fed up with is our state government with this attitude and active disinvestment kind of ideology.
For that reason, Ingram says on January 13th, the day before the 2020 session, the FEA is inviting public school advocates to come to the Capitol ahead of DeSantis's State of the State address. He says it's to gather and urge legislators to do right by the students, teachers, and support professionals. Meanwhile, Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran applauded DeSantis's proposed budget, saying in a statement, quote, "We have a lot to be proud of for education in Florida, yet we also have realities to face, realities that continue to repeat themselves for every generation of students." I'm Ryan Daly.